Welcome to Reflecting God. Under the leadership of King Jeroboam II, the kingdom had expanded and prospered. The people of God became enticed by the new ideas and ways of worship practiced by surrounding pagan cultures. The priests became facilitators of religious compromise. While it was bad enough that the priests had perverted true worship, the people just went along with it and did not stand up for the truth. If we read Hosea 4:1 in the affirmative, we see the heart of God and desire for His people to be faithful to God, to love God, and to recognize the Lordship of God in worship and daily life. That is true worship. There are temptations for the church to compromise, to adapt, to tolerate, and to make excuses for leading people astray. Faithfulness, love, acknowledgement of the Lordship of God are the signposts that must mark us as believers. Any teaching, political philosophy, or cultural adaptation that causes us to ignore these signposts will lead to our destruction. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.